This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, 855-529-7234. Remember, this is an exciting, entertaining, but only sometimes informative show. We always have anecdotal discussions. Then we have case or no case. Then we go over some different things we're going to talk about. But I want to talk briefly about. I'm going to just change it up a little bit. Let's not do case or no case till after. I want to finish talking about the Epstein pictures on the Epstein case or the Maxwell case, which, as you know, Maxwell was his assistant. That some pictures of Bill Clinton getting a massage in an airport out in, I believe, in Colombia or somewhere, from a 22-year-old massage therapist out of Los Angeles, which is one of the gals that is trying to claim or claimed that Epstein sexually abused her for years. Now, again, we're politically neutral, and I want to say this, though. This is all allegations. And I'm going to say this. Denise and I said afterwards, just like, you know, come on. Okay, so apparently Bill was on the airplane, and he did go do some charity flights on this plane, and he was getting his neck hurt because the way he was sitting in the plane.
Well, we should need to use the word allegedly for all of this.
Allegedly.
His neck allegedly hurt.
So, well, anyway, it is all allegedly. But the thing is apparently she rubbed his neck in the airport in front of everybody. She's a 22-year-old massage therapist, and they're making kind of a big deal about this, and I'm kind of like,
and her comment was specifically that he was a perfect gentleman and there was no foul play whatsoever, but there was a picture taken,
right?
And so this picture is now circulating around, and it's also, you know, because he had used Epstein's plane to go on charity events.
Right.
And this is during a time prior to Epstein pleading guilty to, you know, his criminal misconduct.
But it's not like it was Robert Kraft or somebody like that.
Oh
come on. It was just a joke about an allegation. I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's all allegations. All allegations. But you know what, though? It's interesting how... It's just tough on any, whether it's Clinton or even Trump. You know, Trump's got a picture with Epstein. You know, look at Trump's include. Trump probably took a picture with a million people that probably had issues. You know, and so the question is, you know, who was on the plane? Now he was on the plane. There is arguments back and forth as to how many times he was on the plane and where he went on this plane. But it's interesting that, too, just not talking politics, but these pictures came out when he spoke during the Democratic National Convention, Clinton. That's
it came out that very moment.
That day,
almost
yeah. That day.
It did, and I believe is the young woman named in the...
Davis.
Is that Davis? Okay. So I want to read this to you from what Davies said.
Who's Davies?
Davies is the massage therapist. She was on the flight. And it was, she was on the flight. Others on the flight were Kevin Spacey.
Right.
Interesting. And Chris Tucker was also on the flight.
All allegations of anything happening
yes,
on the flight.
And so this is what she says of Bill Clinton, and this is, has to be in all fairness to everything that's going on. She says, Clinton was a great guy on the trip. He'd sit around on the plane with a cigar in his mouth, playing cards between flights, and described him as being nothing but a complete gentleman the entire time. Now, this is the same person that also had several nasty things to say about Maxwell and Epstein. And so I think the only reason why, to me, that does lend credibility to her statement about Clinton being a gentleman is that it would have been very easy for her to throw him under the bus and to say, you know, he did all these nasty things and terrible things, right. And she didn't. She kept it very, in her complaint, she kept it very focused on Epstein and Maxwell. And again, that's not to necessarily say that I support Clinton or don't support Clinton. It's just, if you're going to look at the facts, you got to look at all of the facts and right. all of the evidence that comes out. And that's what she said. And so the Facebook message that came out after Clinton spoke at the DNC around the same time was talking, insinuating that he was getting a massage from somebody that had accused him of untoward actions towards her, but when you read her statements, that is not what she said.
Right. Yeah, it's so. You know what, anybody can say anything in yeah. today's world, and there's just
and it's so
very
instant.
Little consequence.
And there's guilt by association, there's instant judgment, bumper
right.
sticker news stories. As an example, I think the Wall Street Journal, maybe not, ran a series of photos of Donald Trump with Giselle. There was always one time there was just he and her, but usually there were three or four people in the photograph, but they thought this was journalism. If we could just find a way to link him to her, or therefore link him to her former boss, let's just run the pictures. How's that anything
relevant? You know, it goes all the way around. I mean, it's yeah. happening out there without really political boundaries.
No, you're right.
To be honest.
Out of context story that means nothing,
yep.
but I was fascinated by
it. So you always have to
yeah.
check your source, which is
right.
gets us back to law. Because what do we have to do in law? When we write legal briefs, when we do our research, we have to cite our source. That's really important, and we have to know what kind of precedence it holds in our case.
Now, the thing that I see here with Bill Clinton is that, yes, the individual, the woman in the picture that has surfaced where he's getting the massage, has said nothing untoward happened. And if that was it, I mean, it makes Bill Clinton look, if we're going to tell the whole story, she had nothing bad to say about him. But then you get other evidence that raises an eyebrow, for example, when the flight logs of the 727.
Alleged
was.
Flight logs.
Alleged.
Well, not the alleged. These were actual flight logs that came from the ABA, or the FAA.
Well, that's what a news outlet is claiming.
I don't know. It says FAA on the complaint, or on the document. But, so you've got this, and in the flight log, it says that Clinton had taken a certain number of trips aboard that aircraft. Now, we know from Davies' statement that he had to have taken at least one. You know, he went to Africa for that, right? But the problem is that the Clinton the Clinton camp is saying, yeah, I was on it about 11 times. The flight logs that have been produced,
alleged,
indicate that he has taken nearly 26, and on some of those had ditched his secret service security detail.
That's the allegation.
To take that.
Yeah.
And so that raises questions on the other hand about, wait a second, why are you under, if this is true, the flight logs are true, why are you understating the number of times that you flew on that plane? And it's 26 times over a two-year period, 2001 to 2003. Why are you understating that, and why do you not have your secret service detail there with you?
And who's zooming who by releasing this photograph? Of you in a perfectly innocent situation. It's people, everybody's always playing
exactly.
to try to influence the situation.
Right.
That's the point.
Right.
So, you know.
And nothing could have happened. He could have, even if he did go 22 times.
Yeah.
So what?
26.
He could have been 26.
Yeah.
He could have just been normal. And don't forget, this is not a little plane. This is a big plane. There's a lot of people on this plane. I mean, it's a bigger, I think I have to remember. So Gulfstream, was it a G5? Let's look up what I remember. It's a bigger plane that he has. There's quite a few people on it. And I'm not saying what happened or didn't happen, but, there's definitely some allegations. There's some weird things that happened on that plane, but, we're going to follow up next week on the latest on this, but we're going to go into, when we get back, we're going to go and talk about Los Angeles Church that's going to start holding the indoor services. This federal
right.
judge goes against what the Supreme Court says, or at least does something different. We'll be back.
There's more Radio Law Talk coming up right after this.
All advertising.
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
Hey, Cal, let's do our case or no case before we get into Los Angeles.
Okay, sure. Let's do it. Here we go. Time to go.
Now it's time to play case or state or no case in which the advertiser is licensed.
I guess I should make sure everyone one audio source at a time. That's always been a goal of mine, but it never works out that way. Let's do it again, shall we? Just be
now
dead.
It's time to play case or no case.
All right, here we go. Case
help
or no
me,
case.
Help me win one.
Okay, have you ever heard of the legal firm Law HQ?
No.
I have, actually.
Well, you wouldn't either if you lived in 9 states that require law firms to have the names of the people in the company, names of the people who are principals in the firm, in the company name. A Salt Lake City firm called Law HQ wants to stop the ban of trade names for law firms in several states that ban them, claiming a violation of free speech. They were ready to open up their office in New Jersey when a state inspector and a member of the Bar Association came by and told them that the name Lawyer HQ would have to go, and so would the sign and all the other stuff because they would not give them a license, a business license, to practice in their facility. A trade name ban serves no valid purpose, said the managing partner, a certain Mr. Thomas Alvord. Nobody could claim that consumers would be better protected if trade names were prohibited. Like in other industries, for example, would Apple would then have to be called Jobs and Wozniak? The owner of Law HQ asked officials to stop their inspection and called his local counsel and asked out loud, case or no case. And so, Mr. Kunin, you get to go first on this particular matter.
What was the jurisdiction?
New Jersey.
Yes.
New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to say that this is a case.
Okay.
And I am going to say that New Jersey wins for this reason. I know that there are state bar rules in several states that require the name of the individual to be somewhere located on advertising materials or a bar number, so essentially people can look up to see if the person's got a license.
Right.
And if if Law HQ is holding themselves out as being an entity that provides legal services, something more than just a referral service, but that provides legal services, there's got to be a way to look it up, similar to, you know, when you file with the Secretary of State, for example, as a corporation.
Doing a DBA. Right.
You've got to find out, okay, if the idea here is, if somebody has to be sued, who's the physical person that we have to serve to be sued? And so I think the same thing applies here. So I'm going to say it's a case and New Jersey wins.
Okay, thank you. And Ms. Dirks, what say you, case or no case?
Do you know approximately the year or anything detail-wise about time?
I know that it was in this decade.
Yeah, okay, that's enough actually for me to know. Yeah. So in this decade. What I know is that in California, it used to be the law that you had to have your name associated with it. You had to have your name in it. But that changed, and now you just have to have the partner's name below the name. Like you can have a name of a firm, but as long as in the advertising there is some partner's name that's associated with that business.
So you could say Marriage Inc. or Marriage Salvation Inc. Denise
right.
Third Partner or whatever.
That's
yeah.
right.
Okay, got it.
Or international law offices, and then you have your name associated with
it,
right?
Got it. Okay.
So I know that that changed in the time that I was coming to be a lawyer. So I would say this. I would say that the New Jersey filed the action against a lawyer HQ for declaratory relief to say that they did not have to issue a business license and that the firm had to have their partner's name included. And what came down is that the court said, nope, that's a violation of free speech, and they just have to have their name associated with that name of the business, and that has set the stage for many other states.
So you're saying New Jersey followed the California protocol, basically?
No, I think they actually set, I think that they set the law.
Understood.
Or at least something like that, and we may have followed New Jersey's protocol.
Mr. Penny, what say you, case or no case?
I'm on YouTube looking at the George Costanza case where he gets everything wrong, he never dates, and Jerry Seinfeld tells him, well, whatever you're doing is wrong. So what you need to do is you need to do the complete opposite of what you think. And that's the whole show is about George Costanza. Costanza doing the opposite, walks up to this beautiful girl, sits next to her at the bar and says, I'm George Costanza. I live with my parents. I have no job. And she goes, wow, you're kind of interesting. I'd like to go out with you. And he gets a date. So that's what I'm trying to do, because everything I do is wrong. I'm just going to say, you know, I agree with Todd today. I agree with Todd, because everything I do and say is wrong.
Well, then you should have said no case.
No, because you guys said I got to follow what you guys say. I'm following Todd. What did you say? Case and the New Jersey,
wins. Yes.
Okay, that's okay. What I'm saying.
Well, here's how this was going to work out. Because this is a brand new case, we don't yet know who has won. So I'm going to give each of you 2 points who called it as a case.
Yes.
And
that means
see.
I get it.
The nine states targeted by this, they went out and filed lawsuits in all nine states over this. This is Georgia, Indiana, Mississippi, Nebraska, New Jersey, New York, and Ohio, Rhode Island, and Texas. All require firm names to include the name of a lawyer practicing at the firm, the suits say. Albert said he decided to sue after he sent letters out to all of those states saying, will you fix that? And they all said no. So he's going after all of them to try to force a change in the way the law firms are named all across this great land of ours.
That reminds me of the previous prohibition for lawyers for advertising.
Yes.
And then somebody finally challenged it, and it came down to, yeah, that's a violation of free speech. They should be able to advertise. So.
Exactly.
That firm I worked for that did that.
And, thankfully, some do. So.
Okay, yeah, thankfully. We've got commercials from lawyers. That's what's it's important. Let's talk about this Los Angeles church that can hold that this is, we're blowing through the time, Cal. But this is really interesting because the Supreme Court holds one thing, and then later on, another Supreme Court holds something that's similar, and then now we got a federal judge saying, we're going to let this church go ahead and hold their indoor services with exceptions. They have to have social distance and wear masks. So now it's like, okay, how does that apply to the earlier Supreme Court rulings? We're gonna talk about that when we come back.
As I said, they could always hold church at Costco or Walmart. That's where everybody is anyway.
Or what they could do is I saw a sign that said, this is a protest, peaceful protest, and they're all inside the church.
I like it.
We'll be back.
More Radio Law Talk is coming right up right here. Don't go away.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. That's 800-814-5108.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Here in Central California, thick brown smoke blankets the sky. A blood-red sun peers through the haze, and ash from hundreds of wildfires sprinkles down like snowflakes. Nearly 14,000 firefighters are battling 24 major fires and lightning complexes. KPIX TV reporter Don Ford is near one of them.
The fire is more than a mile from the nearest paved road, burning through dense trees and rough terrain, very hard to reach. Firefighters are unleashing an arsenal of aircraft on it. Helicopters, MD-80 jet tankers, and then this.
We have two super scoopers, the water scoopers from Canada, coming in.
Highly specialized turbine aircraft that land on the water, scooping up more than 1,500 gallons in a matter of seconds.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Amor Joseph Valley.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
What are we doing? I mean, we were just talking about Los Angeles Church. Is that what we're talking about? That was kind of interesting. Well, let me tell you what happened. Earlier this year, the Supreme Court held in California, and I remember this, the South Bay United Pentecostal Church tried to say, look, under the First Amendment, we have a religious right to get together and worship. And the Supreme Court held, no, actually you don't, because of the restriction. The governor has the right to restrict it because of the, quote, emergency, long story short. And then what happened after that is another one came before the U.S. Supreme Court on July 24th, and this is a Nevada church, and it was a 5-4 decision that upheld the rights of the governor to restrict religious, meetings during this COVID time. Well, now another church has brought a lawsuit, and there is a federal judge in California that held that they're allowed. Am I right?
I think it was a Supreme Court judge or a state court judge. It was a law. Is a superior court judge.
You're right.
I'll get it right.
Okay, let's get it. You're right. So the difference between that is these other ones were federal. This is a state of California a judge. Superior court judge is. I don't want to call it lower court. There's the Superior Court, then the Appellate Court, then the Supreme Court of the state of California. But this lower court judge just held that it's unconstitutional, and they have the right to, so long as they have their masks on and social distance, to go to church and hold church services, which kind of flies directly the opposite of what is being said by the U.S. Supreme Court in the California and the Nevada case.
You know, the interesting thing about the U.S. Supreme Court decision was it was a request for injunctive relief to allow the for injunctive relief, which is a little bit different than having a full-blown opinion where
it
was just, look, we're not going to put the brakes. If you want to sue, you can sue, but don't ask us to stop the law while your lawsuit goes through. That's not going
to
happen.
And allow you to go ahead and keep your religious...
Yes, that's not going to happen, so we're going to deny your injunctive relief. That was in late May of 2020.
And then one was July,
And then the July one, I believe, was the Nevada one.
That's exactly
I think that was on equal protection grounds where they found that the two groups were not similarly situated.
That's exactly right.
So that it allowed one group to continue, and I think that was the casinos, to continue to do stuff, and while the church wasn't allowed to hold services on equal protection grounds. And this one here in L.A. is essentially allowing the church to hold with the certain precautions until they can hear the matter in September on whether or not they should be able to do it full time. So it's a temporary order out of Los Angeles allowing for the churches to
Right, basically saying that Governor Newsom's is not tailorly made enough really to protect, or the Newsom has the powers to protect, but his powers may not be narrowly tailored enough to allow the religious rights of these individuals to continue. So in other words, wear your masks, socially distance, keep your parishioners safe, and if you guys can do that successfully, you know, we may have the religious rights way more than the right of the governor to protect.
Right. What an interesting time, isn't it? This is just so weird. We've got we're here, you know, we're nationwide Radio Law Talk, but we got fires, we can't breathe. Forget the mask issue, you can't breathe here because the fires. You've got COVID, so we got to wear a mask. You're wearing a mask because of COVID, or you're wearing a mask because you can't breathe because you can't even see, it's so dark from the fires. And then you've got all the uprising. What's going on in 2020?
And for folks that don't understand what we're talking about with the fires, in the last week in our backyard where we're at, there was a lightning storm that came through pretty much across the whole Northern California state, and it started. It's like all of Northern California is
ablaze
right now,
and now the rest of the country is going.
Look at your weather satellite. Look at that. You'll get an idea what we're talking about.
What I would like to know, though, is has anybody researched to see what effect smoke in the air has on killing the coronavirus?
It probably does. Hey, we got to figure it out.
What I'm wondering is if it's like ashy outside, what do the anti-maskers think about that? Because there is an anti-masker group, as you know, everywhere, where people say, I'm not going to wear no mask. Nobody can tell me to wear a mask. And then you go outside and you breathe it in hunks of goo. Is it all of a sudden now okay to wear a mask? And now you get the idea behind it? I mean, I don't know.
You know what? This is the thing about the fires this time that's really different than the fires of the past is that it's a true act of God, and it's not PG&E.
Right.
Or some other utility company responsible for the fires. So not a lot of law is going to come out of this.
Yeah. Unless, of course, God owns stock in PG&E, and then, you know, it's a different story.
Or if maybe PG&E thinks they are. Well, anyway.
Yes, there you go.
Tell us about Carol Burnett. Denise, family law attorney.
I was going to do Chick-fil-A.
Do Chick-fil-A. Let's talk about that.
Because Chick-fil-A, San Antonio City Council has refused Chick-fil-A to even be a part of the airport.
The bid process.
Yeah, the bid process. So they excluded them completely because Chick-fil-A it does not believe in LGBTQ issues because of their religious belief. So in other words, they believe that their religious beliefs actually say that you shouldn't be LGBTQ. Right?
LGBT or Q, yeah.
Well, that was their stand, but they are much more friendly toward that right now. They have not done it like flip-flop, but this lawsuit was filed back when there was a conscientious stand by the company about that. They really are not the same way anymore, according to what I've seen. I could be wrong on that. But.
Well, okay, so maybe this is an older story. I'm not exactly sure.
I think the suit is what's older. I think
it was in 2019.
Right, yeah.
But anyway, so they did want to... They just oppose sexual, homosexual behavior. Let's just say it like that because that's how this was
generally
raised.
Generally speaking.
And so Chick-fil-A has now filed suit and said, look, San Antonio, you are denying me my religious rights. And we have a right to our religious beliefs.
Is this one, can you look this up? Is this one from 2019? I saw that, and I was reading it, but I thought that was from like 5-6 months ago.
Well,
I don't remember that.
In some of the ones that we, look, in the materials that we passed around, this is actually... this is actually a, according to the documentation I have, this is actually a news article from the future. It is from the future because I look at it, and the date listed here is September 9th, 20,194.
I know, I saw
that. So this is actually from 18,000 years in the future.
Yeah, this is what's going to happen in Chick-fil-A.
But cutting edge, you heard it here first, folks. So in 18,000 years, if you go back and listen to the podcast for Radio Law Talk, we covered this one, dang it.
That's
we covered it.
Let's talk about Carol Burnett. That's a
tease. Okay. That's an optimistic view of the timeline.
Well, you know, I mean, hey. Yeah.
We're so
assuming we haven't crawled back into the primordial zoom. Oh, my gosh, you referenced.
No, it's just because we're going to go up and be aliens on a spaceship and come back later.
We could. You know, the thing about the Chick-fil-A stuff is, I mean, yeah, we get the LGBTQ,
right,
but
yeah,
what too, about man. The fact that they're closed on Sundays? Don't you have to be open on Sundays to have a spot in the airport?
That was part of the issue, too.
You know, that's to me is the bigger issue here about, wait a second, yeah. We want to give you a spot in the airport and you're closed one out of the 7 days. People fly on Sunday. We want to have them be able to eat. That's the issue that they really ought to be talking about.
And by the way, Fred, your DeLorean's outside. Okay. As we go back to
I'm
the
still trying to figure out.
Okay, so Carol Burnett, she has several children. One of her children and that child's, she was an adult, and that child's husband are in rehab. And they've been suffering for a
quite
while.
Some time, yeah.
Yeah, for, with drug addiction. And so she has a 14-year-old grandson who's in the middle of this and kind of suffering. So Carol Burnett has filed a guardianship request over her grandson, and it's only a temporary one, not a permanent one, because what she says is, I need to come in here now, and me and my husband need to make sure that my grandson is provided for, that he has stability, that we can get him health insurance and do everything that we need to do for him, but we don't want to take him away from his parents. We want there to be normal visitation and all that type of stuff. So that's what was happening with Carol Burnett.
That's good. You see that a lot, huh?
I see it all the time. A lot of times grandparents come in and they take care of their grandchildren. Sometimes permanently, sometimes temporarily.
I hear the word temporary and I'm thinking Britney Spears is back there going, temporary, ha! Although that was a conservatorship.
That was a conservatorship.
All right, we'll be back. We're going to talk about the Postal Service lawsuits. We'll be back right after this.
And I've learned in my home there's nothing as permanent as a temporary repair. We'll be right back. Hold on. There's more radio on.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. there's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is Radio Law Talk, heard on favorite radio stations all across America and on RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to the show. Here's Fred.
Yeah, there's some interesting things we were talking about during the break. The first thing is we got to get our quick takes. We got quick takes coming up, but we're talking about the Postal Service and that at least, 21 states are planning to sue the Postal Service over delays in service, which is threatening. It's an election deal, which, by the way, when I first started looking into this, I was like scratching my head. I don't get it. But I think what it is they're worried about and mostly, I think it's all, Denise says it's not all, but I think it's all our Democratic AGs that are filing these lawsuits in the states to make sure the Postal Service does not in any way limit down the amount of postal, you know, boxes, or because they're pulling boxes out, and their argument is look, it's changing dynamically because there's now more boxes being delivered than there are mail, you know, just plain old mail, so they're making the boxes differently.
Yeah, I mean, look, the amount of physical mail that's sent may have taken a hit with the increase in electronic mail that gets sent back and forth, and maybe that warranted a change in the number of post offices or mailboxes are out there. However, you have this confluence of events that have made this a very unpopular decision, even though it may or may not have had a legitimate purpose behind it. One is is, in the past few months with the pandemic out there, there's been an increase in this push by folks to allow for states that don't currently allow for it to provide the ability to mail in your ballot for voting, so you're not going to a location. Now, in California, that really hasn't been much of an issue because we've had absentee ballots in California for as long as I've been a voter.
That's different. Vote by mail is far different than absentee, and that's the core issue.
But we have both. In California, we have absentee and vote by mail ballots.
But
hang on, and there are five states that have them. That's solely what they do.
Yes, but my point is
Utah too.
My point is an absentee ballot or a vote by mail ballot, both would alleviate the concern of going to a polling place to cast your ballot amongst other peoples that may be COVID-19 positive. You still don't have to come into contact with other folks. And so there's that. California, we really haven't had to deal too much with that. But the fact is, if there's a lot of places that do push and allow for mail-in ballots, well, that's going to be a problem if you've taken out the number of mailboxes and the ability to process that. You know, their folks are worried that their ballot might not be counted. Now, part of this to me...
they'll be late.
They'll be late. But here's the problem with that. I think it ignores the fact of how the president is selected. Because the president is not selected by a popular vote. The vote that we do in the first part of November is to select the electors that then cast their vote in December via the Electoral College. I find it hard to believe that between November and the Electoral College vote that all mail-in ballots would not have been counted. The concern here is that if we don't mail them in, they're not counted as of...
Election day.
It's a lot more complicated than that because every state is different on how they do their electors.
It's all up to them.
It's up to the state law, and some of them say if you get the majority of the vote, then the electors all have to vote.
There's winner
that
take
way.
All, there's county
exactly.
by county, and congressional
right.
district by district.
So it's very, very, very complicated, and voting by mail is an extremely important part of our democracy because my mother couldn't vote if she couldn't vote by mail. There's so many people.
She could sign up for an absentee ballot, and then everyone would know that she was voting that way. The core issue
with voting
by mail is this.
The absentee ballot is no different than vote by mail.
Yes, it is. It is very different. Listen, my wife's
years.
A polling worker. We've had this discussion a lot. Vote by mail requires a request and registration, and you know. Just generalized mail voting. Get everybody on the voter rolls. Send out the ballots. We don't know where they end up. It's just like sending out a flyer for a department store.
No, that depends on the state. That does not. Not true, because Oregon for 20 years has never had one problem with their vote-by-mail system. It's a matter of the way they do it.
You can't say Oregon didn't have one problem. Oh my God.
No, they didn't have one problem.
But the registration database is current. That's the point. They focused on that. We have not. We just kind of said,
we in that sentence have not?
Well, the great state of California. I received sample ballots for my two children who have been out of the house for 6 years. I get sample ballots. Well, if I wanted to, I could go, I think I'll vote for Joe Biden four times today. You know, my wife may vote for him. I'll vote for him. My two kids voted for him. I mean, there's no way of making sure that doesn't happen, and that's one of the issues here.
Are you aware that Placer County has gone to vote by mail only?
That's okay.
And are you aware that Sacramento has a combination? Like, they are also going to do a week's work of voting?
So what's vote by mail? I don't get it. So they just send out a ballot to everybody, even though if they're not registered.
Vote by mail.
Okay, hold on. Donna
that's
wants to talk. Donna, if you want to come talk, you got to talk.
Donna, come in here.
Yeah. No. Donna's going to talk on this.
Here, put this on.
Put his on. Okay, Donna is a polling person. This is Cal's wife. Okay, what do you want to say? You keep walking in and telling him what to say. You got to say it.
All right. Okay. The difference between vote by mail and absentee, which are about the same thing, it's just a different way of saying it. When you have to apply for that, you be a registered voter, you fill out a form, you send it in, they send you the ballot. So there's got kind of a paper trail.
Right.
That's the absentee ballot.
Yeah,
absentee vote by mail.
Okay.
What the argument is against is mail in
only.
Not just only, but mail in, which is where they get the list of registered voters. They just send out ballots, whether you have applied for one or not. You can get that ballot in your home without even requesting one. Like he said, after our kids moved, they hadn't registered in their new places. So for several years, they are now, we received their sample ballots in the mail. So if they were to mail in ballot us now, we would have gotten their ballots, and we could have just simply voted for whoever.
Yeah, and that, isn't that a problem because they haven't cleaned out the registration? So
some states like Oregon, 20 years, where it's 2 months until the election now. To me, that is the issue, is there's not enough time to clean out rolls and all of the stuff that needs to happen make the integrity of the election.
So let me ask you a question here. Not absentee, but in vote by mail, the one where they just send out ballots to every registered voter and I can go ahead and vote on election day. Well, let's take a week before election day. Could I fill out my ballot by mail, pop it in the mail, not my absentee, but my ballot by mail that was sent to me, pop it in the mail, and also go to a voter registration polling place and enter my ballot and enter my vote? So now I'm voting twice.
I don't know. I know if you are an official absentee / vote by mail voter,
yes,
that is
impossible.
It says next to your name that you are a vote by mail. If you come in and you have vote by mail and you come in with a ballot, we immediately have to call the office and they will look in to see if your vote, if they've received an envelope, your ballot.
Yeah, and what if they haven't received the ballot yet?
So well, then what my understanding is, that's when it gets into the general elections portion of this, and that's when they have to cancel one of them out.
But here's the best part
that's
about all this. So this is what I want to say as the host.
But I don't know.
The best part about this is there's lawsuits flying and lawyers are making money.
That's right.
So that's what's going on here. We're running at the end. We only have a minute and a half left. And I'm telling you, this is a great thing. We're going to see what happens. I think everything's probably going to stay the same. But this election is one of the most interesting elections that I've ever been involved in my whole life and this whole time period. But with it, you know, we got the five of us. We got the five of us here. We'll hunker down and we're going to hang on, and we really appreciate you listening. But the most important thing we do at the end of our 3 hours is,
speaking of interesting, it's time for Quick Takes. And let's see, Fred, what's yours?
Sure. I say, you know, we're talking about these mailboxes, mail in this, mail that. I tell you, I know what we're going to do. We're going to go back to the Pony Express. I'm going to ride my horse and I'm picking everyone's ballot up. That's what I'm doing.
Right. And I will deliver hamburgers by the mail. Mr. Kunin, what say you?
Well, my quick take is a question about Dog the Bounty Hunter. My question is, if somebody was referred to as Dog the Bounty Hunter this morning by their spouse, did it also involve a bail amount and handcuffs?
Denise, your quick take.
Bagels and cream cheese. That's what I'm hoping for. I hope Mr. Lawrence can produce a contract signed by Judge Judy so I can see her eat the contract.
Wouldn't that be great?
We'll see ya.
Get over there. Here we go. Thanks for listening, folks. Bye.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of... Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. www.radiolawtalk.com.